朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
上个礼拜我讲属灵征战的上集。
Last week I spoke about the spiritual warfare part one.
那么讲完了第一堂以后，讲完了上个礼拜的崇拜以后，发现有不少的弟兄姊妹，引起他们的好奇和兴趣。
And after last week's service, kindled much of your curiosity and interest.
那么在过去这个礼拜，最多人打电话或者当面跟我提出的问题是什么呢？
In this past week, many people called me up and asked me questions. What was the number one question?
为什么今天我们看见世界上许多算命的都算得很准，碟仙都很灵？
Why do we see so many fortune tellers who tell exactly the future, and also the Ouija boards that are so true?
我想我们中国人对算命、对交鬼这一类的事情不是很陌生。
Chinese people are very familiar with spiritualism and also fortune telling.
当我提到为什么这些算命会那么灵、碟仙会那么准的时候
，Why when we We speak about the exactness of the spiritualist and the Ouija board.
很简单，因为这一些事情都跟灵界有关系。
It's very simple. All these things are related to spiritual matters.
如果跟灵界有关系，必然它里面有超然的因素。
Anything related to spiritual matters has a supernatural factor.
所以当我们今天看见这些似乎不在我们一条正线上面的一些事情，但是我们却看见它们非常的准确。
And some things that we feel strange and foreign to us, but we see that they are really, really exact.
因为里面有属灵的因素。
Because there are spiritual things within these matters.
我自己在中学还没有做基督徒之前。
In high school, before I became a Christian,
我不晓得你们怎么样。不过有的时候我们都有一点点这种经验。
I don't know about you, but many of us have some of these experiences.
我们几个朋友聚在一起，我们说，哎，我们今天晚上来玩碟仙。
A few of our friends got together and said, "Hey, let's play a Ouija board."
哇，十分灵。
Oh, this is six. Very extreme.
因为我记得那天我们在一起这个玩碟仙的时候。
Because when we're playing the Ouija board.
那么有一位在我们中间，他已经40岁出头了，但是他还没有结婚。
One of our members, he was 40 years old already, and he was still single.
他单身了很久，那么我们就开玩笑就问说，到底这个人可不可能结婚，会不会结婚，什么时候结婚？
So our curiosity prompted us to ask, he's been a bachelor for all these years. When will he marry? When will he marry?
我印象非常深，那个碟仙说明年七月他要结婚。
And it left a strong impression on me when the Ouija board said next year in July.
过了一年七月份，这个我们认为不可能结婚的单身汉结婚了。
And the following year in July, this seemingly impossible bachelor who did get married.
你如果不相信这是灵界的东西，你没有办法接受这个事实。
If you don't believe in spiritual matters, you cannot accept.This truth.
我不会忘记那一次的经验。
I won't forget that experience.
那么等到信主之后
，And after I became a Christian,
我相信这也是许多基督徒的经验。
And this probably is your experience as well.
我记得有一次师母在中学的时候
，And when 师母 was in high school,
Mrs. Lee
was in high school.
那么在下课的时候，他们同学聚在一起在玩碟仙。
And after school, their classmates got together to play the Ouija board.
那么他们在玩碟仙的时候，怎么玩那个碟子都不动。
And no matter how hard they try, it won't move.
那么后来里面有一个人突然就问一个问题。
And one of them suddenly asked.
他就问说，在这个教室里面有没有基督徒
？He says, within our group, who's a Christian?
后来师母就傻傻的就说我是。
And Mrs. Lee, you know, admitted I'm a Christian.
那个同学就说，请你赶快出去。只要有基督徒在这里，这碟仙不灵的。
And the classmate said, please leave this room. So long as there's a Christian among us, the Ouija board won't work.
这也是很难解释的一个事实。
And this is a mystery. It's hard to explain.
除非我们相信这一件事情跟灵界有关系。
Unless we believe that these matters are spiritually related.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
属灵的征战不是一个开玩笑的一个题目
Spiritual warfare is not a matter of joke.
也许我们今天跟撒旦魔鬼没有这样面对面征战的经验
Maybe we don't have a face-to-face spiritual warfare with Satan.
但是我们一而再再而三看见魔鬼撒旦用不同的一个方式在教会的里面产生一个极大的震撼和影响。
But we do know and experience that Satan uses various factors within the church to create conflict.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我十分的相信，主耶稣基督再来的日子越靠近，魔鬼的工作就越厉害。
As the return of Christ comes draws nearer, Satan.Increases his activity.
我十分相信撒旦魔鬼比我们今天在座每一个人都要相信圣经的启示。
Satan believes the Bible truths in the Bible more than we do.
他特别相信圣经里面的预言。
And especially Satan believes the prophecies in the Bible.
因为魔鬼知道所谓世界的末日也就是他的末日。
Because the devil knows the end of the world is also the end of his time.
越靠近他的末日他就越会做困兽之斗垂死之争。
The closer the end of the world comes, it's like cornering a wild animal, he will fight in desperation.
我十分相信这件事情。
I honestly believe this thing.
彼得在彼得前书里面提到说魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子一样。
Peter tells us that Satan is like a roaring lion.
越靠近主再来的日子
The closer the days our Lord's return,
这个吼叫的狮子会越来越凶猛
This roaring lion will be even more fierce.
不管这个逼迫是从政治来的，是从宗教来的，这种逼迫会越来越厉害
No matter this persecution comes from political or from religious institutions, thePersecution will continue and persist.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些在自由世界里面可以自由敬拜神的人。
Brothers and sisters, we in the free world can worship freely.
我们这些人人在福气的当中而不知道福气。
We enjoy this privilege and yet we do not recognize it.
同一个时候
at the same time,
不同的地方
in a different place,
竟有许多的人为着信仰受逼迫。
There are many Christians persecuted.Because of their faith.
那么我们看见主耶稣再来的日子越靠近的时候，这个逼迫会越凶猛。
And as Christ's return draws near, the persecution will increase.
我们现在看见好像所谓无神论的政治形态，好像越来不像以前那样的嚣张。
And although atheistic political regimes has not been as strong as before.
但是上个礼拜我说了，今天在许多不同的宗教的环境里面，今天普遍的信上帝的人受了极大的逼迫。
But many religious groups still are being persecuted in the world.
我们不只是看见那个吼叫的狮子会越来越凶猛。
Not only do we see that the roaring lion will be fierce.
那是彼得说的。
That was mentioned by Peter.
保罗在哥林多后书告诉我们说，魔鬼像光明的天使。
Paul tells us that Satan is like an angel of light.
我们十分的相信，当主耶稣要再来的日子越来越靠近的时候，这个魔鬼的光明的欺骗的迷惑会越来越阴险。
As the Lord's return draws near, this angel of light will be even more shrewd and more subtle.
我们发现魔鬼的变化多端的那种美丽的外表的形象会越来越厉害。
The devil's tactics and his beautiful ways of ways of drawing us in will be even more subtle.
吼叫的狮子是在教会外面进行的。
The roaring lion roars outside of church.
光明的天使是在教会里面进行的。
The angel of light works within the church.
我们可以说魔鬼的工作越来越是无孔不入的。他是用各种的方法都会掺进来的。
Satan will use each and every way to try to penetrate God's church.
请我们看路加福音二十二章。
Let's please turn to Luke chapter 22.
在这一段圣经里面，耶稣提到撒旦。
In this passage, Jesus mentions Satan.
他对彼得说，撒旦要得着你，像得着要塞麦子一样。
He says to Peter, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat.
但是很明显的，在这段圣经里面，我们肉眼看不见魔鬼撒旦。
But it's very clear that we can't see Satan with the naked eye.
耶稣说撒旦要得着这些门徒。
Jesus says Satan wants to get all these disciples.
但是在这里并没有看见撒旦真的跑出来，怎么样来搅扰这些门徒。
But we do not see how Satan works among the disciples.
虽然我们的肉眼看不到撒旦，但是我们相信这里面有一个属灵的征战正在进行之中。
Though our naked eye cannot see Satan, we know Satan is working among us.
我们今天要非常的小心。
We have to be very careful today.
外面看见的表象不是真相。
The reality that we perceive is not necessarily real.
今天有许多表象在进行，其实里面还有一个故事。
What's on the outside is another story on the inside.
外面一件事情在做。
There's something happening on the outside.
后面有一条平行线正在进行。
There's something in the background that's unseen, invisible, in effect.
每一次我打开报纸，每一次打开电视，看到 Waco, Texas 的故事的时候。
Every time I look at the newspaper or turn on the TV and it mentions about Waco, Texas.
我就看到不是单单美国联邦政府的军队在外面，里面有那个 Chorus 的人在里面，不是单单只是这样的一个图画。
It's not just the federal government versus David Koresh.
我看到的是里面后面隐藏在底下有一个属灵的征战。
I see a spiritual warfare behind all that facade.
也就是这段圣经所告诉我们的。
And it is what this passage in the Bible tells us.
耶稣说撒旦要来。
Jesus says Satan will come.
肉眼看不到。
It's something that our naked eye cannot see.
但是在几节的圣经。
But in these few passages,
给我个人有两个很深入的提醒和警惕。
There are two very strong precautions and warnings.
第一个弟兄姊妹。
Number one.
是什么呢？
What is that?
一个侍奉主的人免不了撒旦的攻击。
A servant of God is not immune to Satan's attack.
彼得是当时这个小组的领袖，我们都知道。
Peter is the leader of the disciples, that we know.
我曾经在这里提过 ，leader 这个字翻成中文领袖是非常非常的传神。
In Chinese, it's a very peculiar the way we call leaders.
那个 leader 把它翻译成领袖，你记不记得我曾经提到？这很有意思。
In Chinese, the word leader means.Color and sleeve.
Color 领 sleeve 是袖。你知道 color 跟 sleeve 这两个东西是一件衣服最容易脏的地方。
The color and sleeves are the parts of your clothing that gets dirty most easily.
我以前讲过，你若出去旅行，太太不在旁边，没人跟你洗衣服了，那你逼着自己非洗衣服不可。
When you go out on vacation and your wife is not with you to wash your laundry, then you have to wash it yourself.
那么好在这些旅馆里面都有冷气。
And thank goodness, in many of the hotels, there's air conditioning.
所以洗好以后，只要晾在房间里面，那冷气吹吹吹就吹干了。
So all you have to do is just wash it a little bit, hang it up, and air conditioning will dry it.
洗的时候你没有那么奢侈洗全件衣服，但你一定洗两个地方，把领子用牙刷刷一刷，把袖子用牙刷刷一刷。
And you may not be as careful, but you'll definitely use your toothbrush and brush the collar and the sleeves.
撒旦知道中国人的一个道理，擒贼先要擒王。
It's a Chinese saying, and Satan knows this. If you want to get a group, you strike the leader.
所以你如果先 strike the leader, 抓住 leader, 那么这个团体就倒了。
And once you get the leader, the whole group falls.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
一个教会。
In a church,
最撒旦给教会最致命的伤害是什么呢
？What's the strongest attack Satan can have against the church?
把主任牧师打倒，这个教会呢也就没戏唱。
To make the senior pastor fall.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说我比你们了不起。
It's not that I'm any better than you are.
我不是说我的地位比你们高。
It's not that my position is higher.
但是魔鬼知道。
But Satan knows.
要擒贼先擒王。
If you want to get the group, you strike the leader.
要打敌人，先把领袖打倒。
If you want to attack your enemy, you attack their leader.
当领袖一倒的时候，这些人就当鸟兽散，他们就散掉。
And once you attack the leader falls, the group scatters.
当我们今天看见一个在教会里面属灵的领袖失败的时候
，And when we see a leader in the church fall,
教会必然失败。
The church falls with him.
所以那个时候我们看见撒旦攻击彼得不是没有道理。
So when Satan attacks Peter, he has his reasons.
所以今天你在教会里面有心侍奉弟兄姊妹，让我奉主的名警告你，你所受的逼迫会比别人多，所受的撒旦的攻击会比别人大。
Today, if you want to be a servant of God, to serve the church, to serve the Lord, believe me, in God's name, you're going to suffer a lot of persecution from Satan.
不侍奉，就不侍奉。
If you don't serve, you don't serve.
你不侍奉，你可以享受那个西线无战事的平静。
If you don't serve, you can enjoy the peace that you're outside of the conflict.
你越在主的面前，愿意把自己的生命摆上，你就越发现撒旦的矛头是向着你。
The more you want to place your life before the Lord to serve Him, the more Satan's arrows are aimed at you.
这是第一个我接受到的提醒和警惕。
That's the first warning that I received.
第二个警惕是什么
？The second warning.
我从这段时间看见第二个警惕。
The second warning from this passage, I see.
彼得已经被撒旦得着了。
Peter was grabbed hold of by Satan.
虽然他自己不知道。
And you know,
他自己不知道。
He didn't know.
他自己那时候还不晓得。
He didn't know what was happening.
你看他在三十三节怎么说
？And in verse 33, what does he say?
他在三十三节说，他说：“主啊，我就是同你下监，同你同死，也是甘心。
”Lord, even if I go into prison and even if I die, I am willing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，彼得说这句话，句句肺腑之言，每一句话都是真心话。
Brothers and sisters, what Peter says here is truly from his heart.
有的时候我们说我们爱主，我们与主受苦，我们自己知道我们在骗自己。
Many times when we say, Lord, we love you and we're willing to suffer for you, we're cheating ourselves, we're lying to ourselves.
我们知道要多讲几句这样的话，人家在教会才会看重我。
And we know that if we say these jargons, that people in church will respect us.
所以有的时候我们说我们爱主，我们侍奉主，我们知道，我们心里面知道，有部分不是太真实。
And when we say, yes, Lord, we love you, we want to serve you, and we know inside, yeah, right.
但是彼得，我们很清楚地看见，当他在三十三节说这句话的时候，他每一句话都是从心的深处讲出来的。
But when Peter says these words in verse 33, it is truly from his heart.
弟兄姊妹，你不知道，当我想到这里的时候，我心里面多害怕。
Brothers and sisters, you don't know when I see this verse.How fear and trembling I am.
我心里面多紧张。
I'm how afraid I am at heart.
我心里面真实在是提醒我自己。
And in my heart, I have to remind myself.
也许魔鬼撒旦已经把我做成攻击神教会的工具，我还不知道。
Maybe Satan has already used me as his instrument to attack God's plan, and I don't even know it.
我们今天要看怎么样能够防患未然。未雨绸缪
We have to know today how to prevent and to protect ourselves.
我们看，如果我们今天已经落在这个危机，已经落在这个失败，甚至已经多年了，我们怎么样能够亡羊补牢，扭转乾坤？
If we realize that we have failed and we have fallen into Satan's traps for all these years, we must know how to remedial this matter.
Preventive or the remedial.我们在这段圣经里面看见三个很明显的答案。
There are three points and three answers to the preventive and the remedial factors.
都在三十一节。
They're all in verse 31.
我们找到三十一节，我们同声来念一次，好吧
？Let's all read verse 31.
对不起，三十二节。
No, I'm sorry, verse 32.
三十二节，三十二节。
Verse 32, let's read.
或者这样好了。三十一节、三十二节一起读，我们一起同声来读。来
，Let's all read 31 and 32. Ready?
主又说
，Simon,
西门，西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样。但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。第一个答案是什么
？What is the first answer?
我们看见耶稣。在这里怎么称呼彼得
？We see how the Lord responds to Peter.
他说 ，Simon, Simon, 西门，西门。
He calls him Simon, Simon.
在全本圣经里面
，In the entire Bible,
我们看到一个事实。
We see a truth.
不管是旧约的耶和华神。
No matter in the Old Testament Jehovah, Lord,
或者是新约的主耶稣基督
or in the New Testament Lord Jesus Christ,
在一个很迫切的情况之下，他称呼人的时候，他都是叫那个人的名字两次。
In this time of earnestness, at the point of seriousness, the Lord always addresses the person twice.
创世纪二十二章
In Genesis chapter 22,
亚伯拉罕拿起刀来就要杀以撒，要把他献祭的时候。
Just when Abraham raised the knife ready to sacrifice Isaac on the altar.
神在天上说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。
The Lord cried out, Abraham, Abraham.
两次称这个亚伯拉罕的名字。
Twice he repeats his name.
这个不是偶然的。
This is not coincidence.
因为在一种很紧急的情况之下。
Because in a time of crisis, period of crisis.
两次叫亚伯拉罕的名字。
He called out his name twice.
出埃及记第三章。
Even in Exodus chapter 3,
当摩西看见那个烧灼的荆棘的时候
when Moses saw the burning bush,
他过去看这个异象
when he approached to see this matter,
神向着摩西说
the Lord said to Moses,
摩西，摩西
Moses, Moses,
两次叫他的名字
twice he mentioned, he called his name.
当耶稣基督看见马大在他的面前批评他的姐妹的时候
when Jesus saw how Martha criticized her sister Mary,
他对马大说马大马大
He said to Martha mentioning her name twice Martha, Martha
当耶稣基督看见扫罗要到大马色的城要去抓拿基督徒逼迫基督徒的时候
When our Lord Jesus saw Saul approaching Damascus to persecute the Christians
他在天上对着坐在高头大马上的扫罗说扫罗扫罗
he called out,
为什么逼迫
He called out to Saul, the persecutor, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
在这里主耶稣说西门西门
Here, Jesus says, Simon, Simon.
弟兄姊妹在一种危机意识里面带出来的迫切感
Brothers and sisters, we must sense this crisis and this point of seriousness and earnestness.
这两次还不是我心里面最受感动。
And these two times are not just the times when I truly was touched at heart.
我在想的是为什么他叫他西门不叫他彼得。
Why didn't Jesus call him Simon rather than Peter?
彼得的名字是耶稣给的名字对不对
The name Peter was given to Simon by Christ himself.
我们记得在约翰福音一章四十二节彼得来到耶稣面前。
When the first time Peter met Christ,
耶稣一看到他。
Jesus saw him.
你以后不叫西门。
In the future, you're not called Simon.
你以后要叫做彼得，彼得就是基法。
And you will be called Peter, Peter or Cephas.
因为彼得的意思就是石头 rock.
Because the meaning of Peter is rock.
后来彼得自己知道。
And later on, Peter knew.
他自己要做 living stone. 他要作为活石。
He will become a living stone for the Lord.
要建造属灵的宫 spiritual temple.
To build the spiritual temple.
那么彼得知道，当他一信了耶稣以后，他这个人就变成神手里面的一个材料，一个建材。
And Peter knew that when he believed in the Lord, that he himself was to be a building material.
所以这个名字的改变对彼得来讲就是一个生命的改变。
So the change in the name for Peter is a change of life.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。